I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game of Soccer Stars of all shapes, sizes, and dispositions. But first...
Let's go Dodgers! Let's go Dodgers!
That's the sound of happy L.A. Dodgers fans. Their team didn't win anything this year. They're celebrating because soon somebody other than Frank McCourt will own the ball club. As season ticket holder Tonya Baca explained at a small but enthusiastic rally outside Dodgers Stadium on Wednesday, the fun had gone out of attending games.
It's really disheartening when you go to the games and you don't see anybody there and you're like the only one. I mean, there's been games where we've been the only people in our section. And we're like, very hard, so I'm hoping everybody will come back and we'll start getting a good team going again.
Frank McCourt will not be remembered as the guy who owned the Dodgers when the team made 4 playoff appearances in 8 years. He will be remembered as the guy who, along with his former wife, allegedly plundered nearly $190 million from the team's vault for their own extravagant purposes, the guy who blamed the victim of a savage beating in Dodger Stadium's parking lot, the guy who filed for bankruptcy in a fight over TV deals with Major League Baseball. Joining me now to discuss the murky recent past of the Dodgers and the prospects for a brighter day is Steve Dilbeck, who anchors the Dodgers blog for the L.A. Times. Steve, welcome to Only a Game.
It's good to be here.
You wrote this week that Dodgers fans deserve the credit for pushing McCourt out, but Major League Baseball definitely has had a hand in it. Was the McCourt era really as damaging to the franchise as Commissioner Bud Selig has made it out to be?
Absolutely. I think to a large degree, Bud saw the fan reaction and responded to it. When he saw the types of things that people were saying, and then he saw how the stadium was getting empty, seats were just a sea of no one, that helped motivate this guy to do something that's a little bit out of character for him in the past. And I certainly think it was had a big impact.
Is anybody in Los Angeles sad to see Frank McCourt go?
His sons? I don't know. He had some people that were still behind him that would point to, hey, they did go to the playoffs 4 times under him, but it was kind of like a reluctant praise. Mm. It was almost universal that people just could not stand his ownership anymore, and they wanted him out any way possible.
Frank McCourt bought the Dodgers in 2004. He paid $421 million. He's expected to sell the team for 2 to 3 times that, but he will reportedly need to make at least $1 billion on the team before he can break even. How's that?
Well, that kind of goes back to the way he's run the team. He's just piled up debt after debt, even after he had over like $500 million in debt, which is, of course, more than what he paid for the team. He still had to go get money in the winter from Fox, and then he had to go get some more in April to make payroll. And then when he was in bankruptcy court, he had to get $150 million more. And now he's got a divorce settlement with his wife, where she gets the first $131 million when they sell. So this is how you have to sell for a record price to make a couple of bucks yourself.
Was the bankruptcy just, as Major League Baseball contends, the result of the McCourts taking money from the team coffers for personal expenses, or do the Dodgers have money troubles that go beyond that?
Well, I don't think they do prior to all this happening. He created this situation, and then he kept trying to respond to it by covering up his sins of the past by trying to take money from the future. So the curious thing about this whole aspect is that when he bought the team in 2004, you could hardly find anybody in L.A. who wanted to buy the team. The list was, like, short, and guys would drop off. That's how we got stuck with the guy from Boston who put no money down to buy the team. Now, of course, talk is cheap. We'll see how it unfolds. Now there's a long list of people who want to buy the team. So he did show a way to make that team profitable.
Then he showed a way to make that team a disaster.
How to take all that money he was making and buy like 9 homes, 9 mansions and have private jets and hairstylists come by and do your hair every day and just live this ridiculous, excessive lifestyle that just turned everybody away once they found out about it.
You say the list of potential owners is long. Who do Angelinos want for the next owner of the Dodgers and who are they likely to get?
I don't know that they have a front runner right now. Out of the blue, Peter O'Malley, the previous owner of the team, said he wants back in. So I'm sure a lot of people would like to see him get the team. former general manager of the team, Fred Claire, is getting a group together. Players Steve Garvey and Earl Hershiser say they're getting a group together. Dennis Gilbert, who's a lifelong Dodger fan and L.A. resident, he's getting a group together. I think they would like to see somebody who has L.A. roots, who understands the team, and has not only enough money to purchase the team, but could invest some money into the team and into the stadium and are there for the long run.
Major League Baseball is pushing to get a new owner in place by opening day, but even that isn't soon enough for the team to acquire new talent during the offseason. Can the team that barely went .500 this year be expected to do better in 2012?
Well, I don't know if you can expect them to do better, but last year the division was won by the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think the year before they came in last place. And the Dodgers certainly looked better than that this year. And in the second half, they played very well. They had one of the better records in baseball. They had so many injuries last year. They were forced to play kid after kid after kid. And I think, much to their surprise, they almost all did well. So they're in position to compete. They certainly need some pieces to feel comfortable about being a legitimate title contender.
Steve Dilbeck anchors the Dodgers blog for the LA Times, and his Twitter handle is at Steve Dilbeck. Steve, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Overall, a Dodger is for all a Dodger all the way through the world. The lawyer, he's a Dodger, a well-known Dodger. Yes, the lawyer, he's a Dodger, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll plead your case and treat you as a friend. Look out, boys, he's easy for to bend. Over all a Dodger is for all a Dodger now the way through the world. The clergyman's a Dodger, a well-known Dodger. Yes, he's a Dodger.